I'm Nick Austin, host of Soul Saturday, heard every Saturday night at 8 here on 101.9 WDET, where I recently chatted with singer-songwriter Lindsay Olsen, better known to the music world as Salami Rose Joe Lewis. She's fresh off the release of her new album, Acousmatikoi, and during the interview, we discussed many things, including the meaning of the album's title, her background in science, and how FedEx, yes, the shipping company, played a role in her music career. But as a Detroiter and sports fan, when I hear a name like hers, the first thing I think of is the heavyweight boxing legend, Joe Lewis. So, to start the interview, I asked Lindsay where the name came from and if it had any connection to the Brown Bomber.
Well, it's kind of a long and mishmash story, but my parents told my sister she could name me before I was born. And she was like 3 years old. I guess she loved salami, which... who can blame her?
Right.
So she was like, Salami Rose. So that's what my folks call me around the house. And then when I was in my teen years, people started calling me Rosie Joe Louie. And then that kind of morphed into like Salami Rose Joe Lewis. I have the utmost respect and admiration for Joe Lewis, but it was not directly named after.
I think you might already have a leg up on a lot of people just because of that connection. So we'll give you an opportunity to play that up. You said Joe Louis. That's like Francais. Like, where does the Louis come from?
I don't remember who started calling me that, but it just kind of stuck. And I was like, yeah, might as well have the longest name possible. You know?
It makes it easier to Google you. I'll tell you that much.
I always loved music, like listening. And I feel like I was a listener first and was kind of the kid who always had the Walkman, the headphones, just obsessed with music. Like in high school, I was in a punk band, but just kind of yelling and not really playing keys or anything. And then when I got to college, I like deeply fell in love with piano and like production. And that was like became a huge obsession. But simultaneously, I did get my degree in science, so never really thought I could do it full time. Plus, I was kind of late to the game. Environmental science and like ocean chemistry. So I worked in a couple labs involving like the carbon cycle in oceans, which was really interesting and cool. I'd show up late to the lab because I'd be making stuff. I felt like the worst science employee. Or I would be, you know, exhausted from playing a gig the night before. And I feel like it just became more and more apparent that it was my love. There's like so many weird politics in science, and I got a little bit like, you know, in these very strange times, I think I want to be focusing my energy and attention on like spiritual uplifting of the world, even though I have cared so much about climate. It just felt like not where I wanted to put my energy into because it felt like there's just so many politics there.
How did you make your big break in music?
The thing that inspired me to do it full time was I just got like a sync on a commercial, and that gave me like a little bit of a financial stability for a minute to be like, maybe I can try doing this more full time.
What commercial was it? Was it local to the Bay Area where you're out in California?
It was, you know, it was a FedEx commercial that I'm just humming on. Just going like, if I were a bird, I would travel far. Is it? nice music that feels nice to listen to, but also like sonically interesting and brings you into spheres and provides a landscape to think about, maybe ideas that maybe you haven't thought about before. I would like it to feel like very fantastical.
Picking up where her last album, Zadinka 2080, left off, Olsen released her new album, Akusmatikoi, this summer. But what exactly does the term Akusmatikoi mean, and why did she choose to make it the title of the album?
It translates to a sound where there's no identifiable source, which I really like. But I found out about the word because I was reading this sci-fi book, and they were talking about, this part is like nonfiction, but it was talking about the Pythagorean mystics, which was this like sect of Pythagoras back in the Greek times. And there were these two mystics, the Mathematikoi and the Akusmatikoi. And the Akusmatikoi were really into like this idea of like the music of the spheres with all the different planets. And it had they were very interesting to me. So I was like, let me incorporate this somehow.
Drawing from Olsen's studies in planetary science, Akusmatikoi tells the story of humans trapped in a perpetual video loop until the arrival of the main character sparks a moral dilemma surrounding the coexistence between humanity and the natural world. But in the real world, it was the arrival of a specific Detroit producer that helped create one of the most memorable tracks from the album.
The drums for Dim Cola Reprise were made by my friend Dal Kim, who is from Detroit. He had sent over drums for Dimensional Collapse, but I was very partial to the drums that I had made for Dimensional Collapse. But then I heard his sort of, it was like going to be like a kind of flip. And then I heard those drums, heard all these musical ideas. So I built the song around those drums. And that was a really fun process for me. Because I think usually when I make stuff, I tend to start with drums. Drums kind of like help me figure out what kind of chords and stuff I want to add. So that was really fun. So that's why it's called Dim Cola Reprise.
A lot of times now, you hear music, you're going to hear your chorus, you're going to hear your verses, maybe you're going to hear a hook, and at best a bridge. That's probably it. But I noticed in yours, reminded me maybe a little more of classical music. Sure, you have a musical idea, but you'll put a lot of different kind of, you're not just staying in the same spot. You're going to move to some different places. In that way, you can tell a story with your lyrics, but to me, that seems to tell a story sonically. But that's just what I'm taking away from it. I want to find out from you, is that kind of your goal with these changes? Do you intentionally change up like that? What are you trying to do and convey when you get into this complexity?
Definitely, because this album is so story-driven. For example, the title track, I loved the idea of like, kind of, it's cool you said classical music, because that one to me is so classical, like di-di-di-di-di. Love this idea of like it moving always to new places and sort of telling this crazy story. And I wanted to break away from my like, because my tendency is to sort of make loops and then just kind of repeat. And I wanted to really try to have something that like shifts BPMs and like really kind of grows to different places.
Lamy Rose Joe Lewis is scheduled to perform at L Club Friday, December 1st. You can find the extended version of this interview online, as well as more interviews like these at WDET.org. And while you're at it, make sure to catch me, Nick Austin, every Saturday night at 8 right here on 101.9 WDET.